of you, whether in a newspaper, online, read the news or watch the news online or on TV, most of us, from time to time, some of us all the time, listen to the news. Many times we see people of power who walk away from their evil with little or no punishment for their evil. You see people who seek and need mercy, but instead are treated unjustly. You listen as those who are appointed as judges say the law does not mean what it says, but it means something else, and judge accordingly. Are you troubled by this? Well, this is what our sermon is about today, from the words of Solomon. And my sermon is the quandary of justice. Quandary? What's that? This is when you cannot understand or you are uncertain over what is happening in justice. No, I do not have points so on the screen. So. Number one, be filled with wisdom. Verses 5 and 6. He who keeps his commands will experience nothing harmful. Because of every matter there is a time and judgment, though the misery of man increases greatly. We look at things that happen. We see we have problems, we have issues. We see good, we have issues. We look around. We see where the government, from time to time, is not just. Now, let me put a little pause there in the sermon. It is not the place of the sermon to discuss politics, support one side or the other side, and we're not going to do that, okay? All right. But from time to time, the government seems unjust. But we must not use evil combat injustice. We are not Batman. We are not allowed to use darkness to go against injustice. We will be held accountable by that call. We must never use evil to battle evil. For evil is wrong, no matter what its cause. Remember, we have the ability to let our voice be heard. That's the great thing about this country, is it not? But we must never use our voice in evil. Be humble. For no one has power over another spirit. The wickedness will never deliver another wicked person. This thought that the wickedness will survive is vanity. We see those who have committed crimes receive very little or no punishment. Evil see this and say, look, why do we have to worry? We will get no punishment for this, and they do likewise. This too is vanity. Know that God will judge evil one day. And those whom God has set up to govern the people and to judge the people will be judged accordingly by God as well as for their sins. So it's not our place to judge. We can speak. It's not our place to judge or to destroy. Point two, be wise, but don't worry. Verses 8 and 9. No one has the power of the wind to restrain the wind, and no one has the power in the days of death. There is no release from your duties in war, and witnesses will not deliver those who are in it. Solomon pointed out four things in this area. Death. Who can stop death? Nobody but God. Death comes to us all one day. And when it comes, we can't take it back. Although there are some with power, some with money, who put their bodies in stasis and believe that one day science can bring them back. This too is vanity. Distress and worry. Can we just change it? Can we get rid of what we're distressed or worried about? But can we stop worrying about it? Yes, we can put it aside. Be wise in what you say and do. Speak and act with humility and wisdom, and never with evil. To believe that you can remove distress by your own power is vanity. Deception. Do we see deception in the world? Do we have the ability to see deception and then change it? Well, we can point it out, but we can't stop it. To think that we can deceive everybody or take away all the deception, that is vanity. But when you see deception, point it out. But remember what the Bible tells you. To do it in love, humility, and wisdom. And if you can't do it with those three, shut your mouth. Because when you do speak without those three, then you look like the fool. And the person with the shut mouth looks wise. The person who doesn't speak can be the most foolish person on earth, but because he don't open his mouth, he looks wise. Is this easy? Oh no. Can you do it on our own power? Not a chance. Always seek God. Defiance against the world, against authority. Do we see this today? When faced with defiance, whether directed at you or you observe it, remember, do not jump at Satan's bait. He's out there, he's holding it out there in front of you. Here's this nice little thing. You can show your power. Don't jump at it. First, seek God. Ask for his wisdom. And then again, in love of God, speak or act in humility and wisdom and without evil. For to act and speak on your own, again, is vanity. So you don't need to jump on the bandwagon to rally against such things, speaking and acting of the world, but instead act with wisdom of God. Seek to change the things that you can change. But always act or speak with love and humility. Will the government act unjustly? Yeah. From time to time, the government acts unjustly. Yes, but remember, who put the people an authority in the government? Well, we voted for them, right? But what does the Bible say? Everyone in position and authority in the government has been placed there by God. Do we understand what God is doing? That's like an amoeba trying to tell Albert Einstein about what his theory is. Kind of foolish. Do we sometimes ask God why? Justice. Is there justice out there? Verses 10 through 13. Then I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the happiness, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is vanity. Because the sentence against the evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men seek to do evil. Though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet surely I know that it will be well for those who fear God, who fear before him. But it will not be well for the wicked, nor for the prolonged his days, which are a shadow because he does not fear God. Do we see from time to time someone who does evil? They get let loose because of who they are, or get just a slap on the wrist. Does this happen? Yes. The judges who do this have received the authority from God, even though they are appointed by man. And when they do not judge using the law of justice as their scales, they're using their own heart's desire as the scales for their justice. I want this to be wrong so I can do this. Those who do evil receive little or no punishment for their evil from time to time. And when this happens, the young look and say, hey, look, I can do this too. Seek God in prayer. Can you understand why they did that? Seek God's understanding. Know that God will either in time of man or when you stand before God will grant you punishment. Yes, there is vanity in the world, to whom wisdom doth the wicked listen to. But for us, be wise. Do not let that vanity move you to seek. Move you, but seek the Lord your God in all you do. And point four, do not give up. Verses 15 and 16. So I commended enjoyment, because a man has nothing better under the sun than to eat, drink, and be merry, for this will remain with him in his labor all the days of his life, which God gives him under the sun. Don't give up. Don't surrender to evil just because it's so vast, just because it's getting away with stuff. Seek God first. Do not let injustice destroy your attitude. Seek God and speak. Do so in a godly manner. Do not forget also when all this distress and all this confusion goes on to enjoy life. Do not let injustice make you a sad soul. Now, when the Bible says eat, drink, and be merry here, it does not mean as the world. When they say eat, drink, and be merry, enjoy your food. You know, the Psalms tells us, even if you have just a morsel on your table, to eat it as a feast. with enjoyment. Enjoy your life. Be happy. I try to. I have every reason in the world to be one of the saddest people you know. But has that stopped me from being a happy person and enjoying my life? Not in the least bit. Remember, even though the world is full of injustice, the government and the judges seem full of injustice, know that your God is a just God. Seek Him. Let His wisdom fill your heart and enjoy His love, and let His joy fill your life. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God, heaven, we come before You, we glorify You. We thank You for this insight, dear Lord. We thank You from so long ago, it's so clear today. We ask the Heavenly Father that You lead us in the path.